This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Turkey's finance minister says his government has prepared an action plan aimed at easing market concerns that they have led to a slump in the value of the nation's currency, the lira. Turkey was hit by a financial shockwave this past week as the lira nosedived 14% over concerns about the government's economic policies and a trade and diplomatic dispute with the U.S. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal tells VOA Turkey has been having economic problems for months.
In the case of Turkey, things had started to go wrong in the very early stages of 2018. The economy is heavily dependent on foreign capital. And that foreign capital has to be repaid. The current account deficit is quite large. And with the pressure on the lira, there has been a tendency to walk away from lira, which complicates matters in the sense that now Turkey will have even less resources available to repay.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warns of drastic measures if businesses withdraw foreign currency, from banks. So far, the lira's value has fallen more than 40% since the start of the year. Sporadic clashes continue for the control of Afghanistan's southeastern city of Ghazni amid conflicting claims about whether the government or the Taliban insurgency control key installations. President Ashraf Ghani, late on Sunday, chaired an emergency meeting of top security and intelligence officials to take stock of the situation. Voters of Mali went to the polls on Sunday for a runoff election to determine if incumbent Ibrahim Boubacar Keita will be remaining in office. He faced off against opposition leader Soumaila Cisse. The polls had low voter turnout by closing amid attacks and threats of violence. This is VOA News.